Good morning, my friends. I hope you've been able to practice your beginner's mind on something in this past 48 hours. It really is foundational. And it leads to the next mindfulness principle, known as patience. Giving time, time. When practicing mindful patience, we avoid completely being focused on the outcome and keep our awareness of patience with the process as it unfolds and the questions that are living inside of the decision or the feeling or the mental state that you find yourself in. We can use beginner's mind with the patience to look deeply and to hold the questions open rather than jumping to a conclusion or an outcome. The poet Rainer Maria Rilke put it this way: be patient towards all that is unsolved in your heart and try to love the questions themselves. Like locked rooms and like books that are now written in a very foreign tongue are these questions. Do not now seek the answers, which are not given to you because you would not be able to live them yet. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing, live along some distant day into the answer. Live mindfully and live into the questions. Love the uncertainty, love the questions, and bring your willingness to develop patience. In this steady breath that moves through you, and let us sit and become aware of that breath in your comfortable position, supported, aware of any thoughts that are saying to you, any version of, I gotta go, I gotta go. Acknowledge those thoughts with loving compassion. I see you, my thoughts, and I know you feel urgent. And right now, we are sitting in mindfulness and practicing patience, allowing your eyes to close and your mind to focus on the breathing as it comes into your body, where you feel it, how it moves, how your breath is endlessly patient, returning over and over to that steady state, even though your mind and your thoughts push at it and say, hurry, and it will follow you and hurry. And then, when you allow it, that breath will return to that simple, patient rhythm. About patience, Thay says some of these things. Mindfulness is like a plant. It doesn't fully grow overnight. You have to water it, tend to it, and give it plenty of patience and love. If you do this consistently, then mindfulness will blossom within you like a radiant flower. Patience is one of the marks of true love. True love gives you both space and freedom for yourself and the other when you're living in the mindfulness principle of patience. And now as you sit, bring to mind a situation, a person, a conversation that has come up for you in the last week or two. Or maybe there's one that comes up over and over and over, where you feel a sense of urgency, impatience. Maybe you cut into the other person's sentence in midstream and redirect it. Maybe you express exasperation, like, oh my goodness, not this again. Or can't you just, or simply, hurry? We don't have time for that. All of these are mental constructs, mental formations, like the one that tells us there is no time, or time is running out. When perhaps the truth is, we're really not sitting in front of a ticking bomb that's ready to blow up within the next 10 seconds. In that case, time is running out to take action. But most of the time, it is an internal conflict, an internal construct that says to the other person, you are taking too much time, and I don't like it. We create our own urgency. So why would we want to even have patience? Bring that question with your beginner's mind to the situation that you imagined in your life over the last few weeks, where you were impatient and hurrying towards a conclusion. Maybe it was necessary to hurry, but maybe not. Imagine yourself in that situation, practicing patience. What would that look like? It might be that you turn your full awareness and your beginner's mind to the present moment, the only moment that is truly available to you, and it is the doorway to all other moments. Imagine yourself being patient and curious. If you become impatient with those that you love, in a way that is quite familiar to you about yourself, time might suggest that you remember this, that you practice patience so that you can love in such a way that the person you love feels free. Impatience robs us of that freedom. Patience is a deep form of wisdom. It demonstrates that we understand and accept the fact that sometimes things must unfold in their own time. Practicing mindfulness, when urgency arises from inside, we find that we always have a place to be. When our minds are calling us to be urgent, Thay would say in those moments, we can smile, breathe, and go slowly. If you became willing to practice patience so that you got very, very skillful at being patient, at letting things unfold that are ambiguous but not urgent, where would you begin? Where would you begin practicing that patience mindfully? Choose a place or a person or a situation or a chronic annoyance where you are willing to practice patience, breathing, steady, and open, allowing time to unfold. Where would you start? And how would your life begin to change as you become more peaceful and patient in response to it? Breathing patiently, listening, practicing, knowing that in your patience, the other becomes free, and so do you. Take it with you. Become skillful at patience. It is a skill. Namaste.